It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsor, Schoolcraft College. March 28th, right around the corner, 5 days away, is spring, summer, fall registration. Spring classes start on May 9th. My class has moved online. All their classes are online right now.
Oh, wow.
And I love it. I still feel like I'm participating. I learned just as much. I told my instructor, I'm like, I feel like this was just the same as being there.
Oh, that's good.
I will look forward to being with everybody again, but they handled it seamlessly. So while we are all remaining in place for the next couple weeks, check out what the classes that they offer. Sign up for something. I'm sure they can take care of you. Check them out, schoolcraft.edu. And that's what we're talking about today, of course, because what else is there to talk about here in Michigan?
Right.
Our governor this morning said we are now sheltering in place starting at midnight tonight.
So sorry.
Are you shocked? Did
yes,
you not hear the news?
What? Why? What's happening?
Starting at midnight tonight, sheltering in place for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And she said it's because at the rate that the virus is spreading in our state, 70% of people in the state could end up sick. A million people could need to be hospitalized, and there's only 250,000 ICU beds in the state.
I guess, so I feel like we've kind of supposed to have been doing that for the last week.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised at how many people haven't been.
But, so I understand that, like, grocery stores will still be open. You can
yes.
still get takeout food, pharmacies.
Yes. Banks.
Banks, I've heard. So, I mean, other than that, what really has been... I mean, I haven't been going anywhere, and where could people have been going?
I don't know, but I know, like, our friend Wendy, I was texting with her the other day, and she was very frustrated with people. She lives over in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
She was very frustrated with people who are still going out, and she was upset that the governor hadn't put it in place yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I feel like she's done a good job, and she's told us what we need to do, and I don't know anybody that's going out. She's like, I know a bunch of people.
Well, where are they going out to? I mean, what's even available?
Well, maybe they're just going to each other's houses.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I feel like some businesses that maybe we don't know about have been open.
Yeah, like in retail shops.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I did pass, like, a retail shop.
And Oh, yeah.
And I said to my son, like, now I'm confused. Like, can that retail shop be open? This was this week, you know, when it wasn't. And he's like, well, I'm sure, you know, it probably doesn't have people, more than 25 people in that small retail store at any given time is probably what they're thinking.
And so maybe that's what it is, stores, because I know stores like.
Well, I'm wondering about things like Home Depot. So, for example, my daughter's thermostat just broke.
Okay.
It's not even a year old. It's one of the, you know. It's not Nest, it's Echo B or whatever it's called. But it's totally broken now. So she was like, comes downstairs. It's been broken, but she wasn't at home the last few days. She was out of town. So she came and said, it's freezing. Like, we have to do something. So I didn't know what was going on today. Like, when I've heard that she was going to announce it, like, I didn't know. Does that mean when she announces at 11 o'clock, it's like everything's closed, but I guess it's midnight tonight.
It starts at midnight.
And so I ran to Home Depot to get the thermostat because what are we going to do? No thermostat.
Now, see, I'm wondering about stores like that, too, because I know Home Depot sells cleaning supplies and, like, paper towels and
stuff
like that. Well,
and thermostats, fire extinguishers, I mean, things that you might need in your house.
But I'm guessing, like, you know, I don't want to say frivolous stores, but stores where they don't have things you need.
Right.
I've even heard that Amazon is, I just tried looking it up. I don't know how true it is. But I've heard that Amazon is now delaying delivery of books because they're so busy shipping out others.
I've heard that there's up to like a month on some Amazon Prime deliveries right now for things.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just ordered a little memory card for my camera because I can't find the one that was in there. And it's not going to arrive for like 3 weeks. And I guess that's because it's not.
Essential. Yes.
But it just cracked me up when I heard books because that's what Amazon started.
Right.
Like, wow. when we come to the point where Amazon, who started out as a book delivery company,
yeah,
is not delivering books or doing it quickly anymore.
So I have a question. So what I heard today, because I couldn't hear listen to the whole thing when I had to get out of my car to go into the Home
I didn't
Depot.
Even hear it. I read it on.
I read a little bit too. So, but the one thing I did hear the governor say is, okay, so the difference, I guess, between what I was doing last week and now moving forward for the next 3 weeks is, you know, this is not a request. This is a mandate.
Yes.
So then people were saying, well, how do we enforce this mandate? You know, and she said, well, there's going to be fines. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have all that yet, but so I'm wondering, like, how are they going to mandate, like, just people in general?
From what I understand, I don't think they're going to be mandating and fining people in general. They're going to be mandating and fining
businesses. Okay.
So that's the thing. So if there's a business staying open, like say there's a, I'm just going to use an example, a jewelry store.
Sure.
That's remaining open. So I'm like, you know what? I want to go get my ring cleaned and I just got to get out of the house so I feel like I can go there. No, that's not essential.
Okay.
And if I'm having that feeling, a bunch of other people are having that feeling,
right,
and we're all going in there and touching things.
Yes.
And that's not what should be happening.
Right.
So I think the thinking is shutting down the businesses will keep people in because, again, where are you going to go? And maybe they are going to start, I've heard of other states doing this, where they're going to allow only a certain number of people in stores at a time.
So
I've heard of that happening in other states.
I went to Costco on...
I have not been to Costco since this all went down.
Okay, I've been a couple times. And let me say it was Friday, I think.
Okay.
I went there. We went at 3 o'clock, my son and I, and it was unbelievably calm.
Really?
Super quiet. And I know people are getting mad because people are saying, you know, there is no shortage of toilet paper and water. It's just that people are hoarding it.
Yes.
And I understand that. But because people are hoarding it, you know, when you're there and they have it, you're like, well, I don't know how long. Now it's 3 weeks. I mean, I was thinking 2 weeks. I don't know. So we go there and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like I said, there was toilet paper. There was water.
Oh,
there
was
everything we needed. Okay. And I walked out and I said, wow, this was a lot better than I had anticipated. Right. So Saturday, I had to go get stuff for my dad and for my mother-in-law.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, I'll go to Target because you only can buy one of certain things at a time.
Yes.
And if I bought a toilet paper, then I could split it between the two of them, and I know they'll both be good for
a while. Yeah.
Well, now there was a line outside Costco.
Nobody's paying their cable bill anymore.
Maybe,
I'm watching.
Maybe
too.
They are starting to
They're only allowing X amount in the store at a time.
Wow.
And if I heard correctly, because then I saw someone post on the next door, like the next door app where neighbors are helping each other by saying what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're only allowed like 30 minutes in the store.
Oh, wow.
So you 30 at a time, 30 minutes in, and you're out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess makes sense.
To keep it from turning into pandemonium, because you know it would. What surprised me, I went grocery shopping yesterday, as a matter of fact. There's a Meijer right by my house. And they're, you know, pretty much stocked up with everything. There's a few things that they're low on or a few things that they're out of and stuff like that. What surprised me the most was all the people that you see, a lot of people walking around with gloves and masks, but the people walking around without gloves, because that's what they're saying, is that, like, when you go to get gas, wear gloves. When you go grocery shopping, when you go any place where there's anybody still allowed to go and touch things, you have to protect yourself and protect from spreading this by wearing some sort of gloves. So, like, I had my winter gloves on while I was doing my shopping.
Oh.
Like, I'm not grabbing the cart.
I had not heard that. Glad I bought a package of gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we don't want everybody to buy up all the nitrite gloves because the hospitals need those.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I just
bought the hand washing, like when you dishwashing gloves.
I did too.
Exactly.
I bought plastic cleaning gloves.
Anything that you've got to just prevent your skin from touching other things that other people are touching.
Yes.
So, like, I got my little hand cart because I do like small grocery shops. I'm not going crazy.
Right.
And I've got my winter gloves on and I'm walking through and picking out my stuff, and then of course when you got to pay, it won't like let you push the little buttons on the thing without taking your glove off.
Got it.
So I took it off and pushed the buttons that of course everybody does, you know, like the little hand screens or whatever, put my gloves right back on, went home, washed my hands, was like, all right, I think I did that pretty safely.
Right.
But just like the amount of people in there that didn't have any gloves on at all. And I'm like, that's how this thing is spreading.
Yeah.
There's people going to grocery stores. They've got it. They don't know they've got it. They're not wearing gloves. They're touching this. They're touching that. And then the next person comes along and same thing. So I don't know, just something to think about out there. I'm not trying to
panic. I hadn't thought about it
but...
that way. But like I know when I came to the building today, I used, well, first of all, I pushed the button with my elbow. That opens the doors automatically. Love those. Every other door, I like those long handles that go up and down instead of door knobs because you can use your elbow.
Yeah.
And I came up the stairs and because I didn't want to be in an elevator with anybody.
We all got to practice those little
things. Well, I think if everyone
does
like a little bit of some of this,
I think
that's what's going to help.
Is there were people who were doing a little, but not.
And it's not enough.
But there were, I know there were people who weren't.
Well, I also know there's people who. I mean, because we've done other shows where we were like, we're not panicked. I mean, I still don't want to.
Right.
Like, we can only control. We
can't
control.
Panic.
You can't panic. But I was in line at the grocery store, and I saw a guy buying eggs, and I remembered I needed eggs.
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, to the lady behind me, can I run real quick and get the eggs? And when I came back, I said, oh, I'm glad you had the eggs because I remembered I need them. He goes, yeah, I'm the guy who could give, I could not care less about this coronavirus. I'm only here because I need one freaking egg. I don't even need a dozen.
Yeah, he's just not scared.
Yeah. And so then you got this person who's just like, well, I'm going to do whatever I want and I don't care about it. And it's like, that's the kind of stuff. If everyone's doing a little, use your sweater. If you don't have a glove, you know, use hand sanitizer, wash your hands. If everyone's just starting to do that. And now we are all going to be in
separate
for 3 weeks. Hopefully this will calm
Although
down.
I am disappointed because my husband was finally, the weather looks like it's going to get warmer this week.
Yeah.
And he was going to go golfing on Wednesday because the golf courses have been open.
Okay.
Which, thank goodness, because that gets people outside.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't gone golfing yet, but he was going to go on Wednesday. And now I bet they're not going to be open.
I did hear they closed them.
That's not essential.
And, well, it is and it isn't.
Yeah.
Like, I think
everybody's
he needs
sanity.
The mental. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I my Fitbit yesterday was like, congratulations, you exercised 7 days this week. I'm like, I have nothing else to do.
You know, and also everyone has something that I feel like everyone's like, well, I miss this and I miss that. And I'm like, you know, everyone's going through this. I mean, my niece was supposed to get married this Friday.
We got our first wedding cancellation notice from a wedding that was scheduled for May. And they said,
oh, for May.
They said, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And for everybody's safety. So they rescheduled it already for May of next year.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. She's rescheduled for July 10th of this year.
Okay. Mm. Well, good for her.
Yeah.
I had to live stream a funeral last week because a friend passed away and they limited it smartly to immediate family. And she had a huge family anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm live streaming a funeral. Like, this is, it's kind of, I think we're all, I've started writing things down, and it's not like things aren't being written down about this, but little things like that, because it's like, I feel like we're going to look back on this time, like, that was so crazy what
we
did.
Well, I remember when I was, like, younger, for some reason, I don't know why, I was always scared of the nuclear bomb threat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they terrified us when we were kids.
Okay, thank you. So it wasn't just me.
The drills where they make you sit under your desk, like those wooden desktops are going to protect you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I saw one recently where all the kids were in the hallway for a tornado warning with a book on their head.
Oh, yeah.
And I think now, like, oh, why didn't I stand? What is the book doing exactly, teacher?
It's something to read when you get put down in Kansas.
Right, yeah. So anyways, I remember thinking, like, always scared of this and imagining what it would be like. And I swear what I imagined is kind of like this, except I imagined we were in our basement all the time.
Yeah.
And that if anyone ventured out, there was nobody outside. And I think for us here in Michigan, the weather, it's also eerie because it's been kind of real gray.
Yes.
Sometimes even, and it's just making it more eerie. And yesterday, my son and I were out walking, which, by the way, I think my dogs think they're currently living their best life.
Oh, every dog is.
My dogs are like, wow, what's going on? Why are we walking every day? I mean, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And we were out walking, and my son's like, do you think, is it extra quiet, or do you think it's always this quiet? And I said, no, I really feel like it's extra quiet.
I do, too.
You don't hear anything when you're out walking.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There was a lot of people on the nature trail that I went to with my son yesterday, and we were riding bikes, and they were all walking, and it was pretty cold out, and I'm like, let's go home, because it's too cold to ride bikes, and we're kind of like, we're the obstacle right now.
Yes.
Like, we're making everybody move out of our way to ride
Got
bikes.
It.
They just want to enjoy a nice, peaceful walk, and here we are riding our bikes, and I'm like, let's go home, buddy. Like, you know, everybody was really nice about it, but it was like, it's a little too crowded and also too cold to be riding bikes. Like,
yes.
Not
I've heard
a good
that's
day
a problem
it.
In the bigger cities is when the weather gets nicer, people are like getting outside for fresh air, and they're in, especially in big cities, they have a limited number of parks, and
right.
so the parks are getting crowded.
Yeah.
Like, the parks are becoming
yeah.
places where it may
well,
be transmitted.
Well, I just saw someone post on that Nextdoor app saying, you know, please, runners, be considerate. You know, the sidewalk is not owned by you, so we're all trying to get exercise. If you are out, if you see walkers, just please go on the street and then get back on your running path.
Really?
So I think it's kind of like what you said, because they're saying they're coming in our space.
I can't go on Nextdoor anymore. People are
whiny. Well, thank goodness I gave up Facebook for Lent.
Oh.
So I really have not been on there at all, except to check my notification if I get a message, but I haven't been on there because I think it would what is Lynn's problem today?
I don't know.
Hitting the mic, dropping pens.
You're very bumpy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But yes, they're like saying, you know, stay away. And I know this is probably very good, but I also was at Target because when I went to go for my parents'
yeah.
grocery shopping, I was shocked because I had been going throughout just to get little things, you know, not knowing where we're going with this. But on Saturday, I went to, like, a Kroger, and, I mean, I'm talking, like, everything was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, it was crazy. And so to get the stuff, I had to go to, like, all right, well, I'll go to Target and see. And I had stopped my cart to send a text to ask my dad or something, like, is this okay? And this woman was, like, frozen behind me saying, could I please get around you? But I wasn't in the middle of the aisle. I was just on the side of the aisle, right? And I didn't know exactly at first. This is all new to all of us.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking,
yeah.
There's a whole set, like, what? I don't want to be in your space. I go, oh, okay. So I just turn my card a little bit, like, into the aisle. And she's frozen. And I said, is this not enough? No. Okay.
Wow.
So let me just.
6 feet is. There isn't 6 feet in the aisles for you to go
no,
around.
There's not.
Right. So I just had to go down a whole nother aisle so she could clear to walk
Which,
through.
Okay.
But she's walking through my error, is what they're, you know.
I had to go to Target the other day, and now this explains something I experienced.
Okay.
Because I found people blocking whole aisles. So, like, I wanted to go down the cleaning products aisle. I couldn't get down it because the people were blocking with their cart. And I'm like, so I would just go around to the other side, you know, it's no big deal. But I'm like, why are you being so obnoxious?
It's because they're trying to keep 6 feet away from everybody, and it's just not possible in a big store like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're going to start limiting how many people can go in at a time. And everybody is dealing with this whole situation
that's
differently.
Okay, well, let me,
yeah.
Here's what you do. I'm going to tell everybody when you're
okay.
in a store like that.
Yes.
Leave your cart at the end.
Yeah. Walk down.
Go down and get what you need and then return to your cart. You don't need to take your cart down
That's
and
true.
Block the whole aisle
yes.
so people have to walk all it just clogs it for everybody.
Yes.
They might be scared that like they've got toilet paper in there and somebody's gonna walk by and steal it out of their cart.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yes.
I'm lucky I'm stocked up on toilet paper. I was out looking for something and they were fully stocked. So I was like, okay, I'll get my one and I'm
yeah.
good. So I'm feeling safe about that.
Yep.
Feeling, you know, like, all right, we can definitely go for like a month.
The biggest
know,
thing
without
that I
having
have
to
not,
buy more.
Yeah. That I have not been able to find that I was been disappointed about that I have been looking for 3 weeks are cans of Lysol.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have not, I've been everywhere. But I was shocked because it was just like what you said. I mm-hmm. walked into a Target randomly one of these recent days at like, again, in the afternoon, not first thing in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and I walk in, and right in the middle was Clorox wipes. And so there was a big Clorox wipes container and then a package of three, and you could have a limit of one of each. And I have to share. I mean, I'm getting them because my mother-in-law
yeah.
didn't have any either.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? I almost felt like I had like found a treasure. You know, I was like, what? I'm even looking around like, is this weird? And then I walked to the toilet paper aisle and there was toilet paper.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, that's cool. Okay. It's, and again, that's what I gave them yesterday.
They're not completely
Saturday.
Out of anything. Yeah. It's just that when people hoard it and yes. buy so much
every
all at once, they're not
so
stocked up.
I have not seen toilet paper. I've not gone out a ton. I've only gone out every couple of days as I've needed stuff. I've not seen toilet paper. I've not seen Lysol. And this, I think, is hilarious. I can't find sugar.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I'm like,
same thing.
Yeah, people bought up all the sugar.
Why? What's the sugar for, though?
Because it's something that you can store for a long time, doesn't go bad. And so, again, like anything
I don't
that
know,
they can
do
get in hoard.
Do people all think they can bake now?
Probably.
So I've been baking all along.
I've always been a baker, people.
That's why I'm
I can
out
bake.
Of sugar.
I
yes.
can bake.
So my friend sent me this recipe, said, easiest banana recipe you can make. And it's crazy because she texted me that, and I had four bananas that had gone bad. And I thought, not bad, but you know what I mean? Turned where
they're ready for bread.
They're ready for bread. And I go to make it, and I notice, oh, my gosh, I'm super low on sugar. Notice again, let's not panic, but I started to be like, not that I use sugar that much, but I was like, what? Low on sugar? But I didn't think it'd be a problem. So I go to the grocery store,
no
out
sugar.
Of sugar.
Yep.
I said,
seen
what
that on
it,
Twitter, too.
But
because,
why?
Because I don't know.
Because people are mad.
People are crazy.
So they need bags of sugar?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I mean, I'm with Stacey, though. I mean, you can't just bake because you have sugar. I mean, you have to have, like... If you're a real baker, you got to have baking soda, baking powder, flour.
All the rest of it.
Right.
I know. It's a, like, so I when I make cookies for my son, which, and I do try to bake them because the boy lives on junk food. So I'm like, if you're going to eat cookies, you're going to eat the ones I make. So they're, you know, at least not as preservative filled.
Yes.
And I even reduce the amount of sugar I put in the cookies. So I don't go through a ton of sugar. I just happen to be low. Like,
right. That's
now.
What I'm saying.
And
I was. Like, I was like, oh, that's weird. Like in my normal life, I would have been like, note to self, get sugar when you go out because I do. And it's funny because there was plenty of flour. Flour galore, but no sugar.
I didn't see a ton of flour
and
either.
And that's why I was just like, I'm not. What? Because it's just like I keep saying to people when I check out, what am I not doing? Like, what is the sugar for? Like, is there something? Like, you know what I thought of, too? Have you ever done at-home hair dye?
No. That's like, next.
Madison Reed. I told you before.
I've
used that. It just dawned on me this morning. Because there's no salons open.
I know.
And so I've used it before. I better order it now because I can see that. Like, things like that that you're doing at home that people never have done before.
Well, and I just saw somebody, a stylist just posted, like, when we open, you know, we're going to get everybody, don't dye your own hair at home. Okay. My hair grows very fast.
Yeah, me too.
And it's got some gray.
No, and, you ladies have natural hair color still,
thank
right?
Thank you.
And I don't know, I may end up having to go to work on television. Mm-hmm. So I'm like,
but you probably have the root concealer stuff.
I do,
and that will get you through a while.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I'm a little concerned.
It'll get you through.
May go.
Do you have some nice headscarves?
Right.
Suddenly, I'll be the only weather forecaster on TV wearing a hat.
I don't remember who I was talking to yesterday, but we were talking about how, in like, if this goes on. All of a sudden, the husbands are going to see what we really look like when we don't have Botox, our hair dyed, our nails done. They're going to be like, good morning. Wait, who? What's happening?
Right?
Where did you go?
You realize how lucky guys are now that, like, all we have to do is take a shower and shave and we're done. You know,
my
done.
Son said the other day, you know what? I was going to shave, but then I thought, well, what am I shaving for?
My son said the same thing. He's like, I'm just going to stop shaving till this is all over just to see what happens. Because he's 19. He's never really grown facial hair.
Yeah.
So I think he's just... curious as if he
see
can.
What a beard looks
like. Well, this is a good time to.
But
try
they do
it,
say, like I was reading things. People are saying, like, you know, make sure you're out of bed by, like, you know, 8 o'clock. Make sure you still shower and get, because a lot of people are just wearing their pajamas and their sweatpants. And when I say people, I might mean me.
Oh yeah,
I'm people.
But what am I getting dressed for? I mean, I'm not going anywhere. And then I had a friend who calls and texts me yesterday. Come outside your front door. What? What?
Why?
Because she was in the car and drove by my house and stopped and wanted to talk. And so I was, like, getting a coat on, and so she calls me, what are you doing, putting makeup on? I go, well, I mean, I'm not doing that, but you don't just randomly stop by when people have been in quarantine
a
for
minutes.
A week. Right. Like, come on.
Every day on Twitter at 6 p.m., somebody tweets out, okay, everybody, it's time to put on, take off your day pajamas and put on your evening pajamas.
Yes, exactly.
That's good.
You know?
I think we need to have a sense of humor about this.
Yes.
In fact, I saw something. I love Twitter because it keeps you attached. Yeah. You know, and I saw this today, and I am now adopting this. Artist in residence sounds much better than under quarantine.
So, yeah, I love things like that.
So that's
that is
what
smart.
Like when I used to work the snack bar at the bowling alley, I'd tell everyone I was a grill technician.
I love it.
Also, I think I have a new business for us, a whole new line of greeting cards, because I'd ask for my niece's address today, and my sister-in-law said, why are you sending her, I'm so sorry you're not getting married card? And I said, actually, yes, Hallmark just came out with a new line of those. And I said, also, congratulations on your coronavirus baby. You know, because everyone's saying there's going to be a big boom of babies.
Right.
So sorry you had to celebrate your birthday at home alone.
Right, yes.
Oh, lots of that.
Yep. Oh, I did.
She did.
I did.
Happy belated. I'm sorry.
Thank
I missed
you.
It.
That's okay. Everybody missed it. Are you kidding?
But yeah, right. That's
true.
Another
the whole
one.
World missed it. So
I made my own cake.
I feel like I should apologize.
We should get a hold of our friend who makes greeting cards and give her these ideas.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been trying to be funny and like brushing up on etiquette movies for the summer.
Oh,
so
okay.
I've been watching like Mad Max and Red Dawn and like, you know, all the
How to act
in the apocalypse.
The
post-apocalyptic.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Exactly. Hunger Games is up next.
I've
There's like
about
four
that.
Of those.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah, how are we all going to act? Just love one another.
Yep.
Can everybody just like show a little kindness?
And choose
and
your
respect.
Weapons wisely.
Yeah.
Thanks
Stay
for joining
safe.
Us.